wash, you wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stare a little and text you she'll be back soon. But her boss runs his fingers around a pretty blonde platinum do. I'll bet you never thought about that, did you? It's none of my business, but I don't want to get involved. But she's good. I think you should be tired. She got you. About the guys at work, so you feel egocentric. Like fancy cars and football teams, she like continental. With a European accent, does she speak? Or so gentle.
Does anybody know that I'm mad at you waiting? you didn't think so.
Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Jason Bentley with you on KCRW as we welcome Jade Bird to our studios. Hello, Jade.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How's life for you, my friend?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really good. I can't believe it was a year ago. I came to KCRW before and now we meet again.
Well, you're here on the West Coast supporting Hozier. Mm-hmm. How have those shows been going for you?
Like the best support shows I've ever done in my whole career so thus far.
Really?
It's been, his audience just really seemed to care about music. Mm. And so I kind of go on my acoustic. I've not been doing it with a band. Mm. But I've just been going acoustic and there's just been a lot of young females in the audience who just really have just connected. Mm. Just, you know what I mean? It's kind of like hitting my stride a little bit. And it's just been fantastic. Really good.
Now, I guess I think of you more as a solo performer, really. Mm. But here today, you're with a full band.
Yeah.
You must be enjoying that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I kind of like to explore different dimensions, so to speak. And, you know, like, for example, Love Has All Been Done Before, Side Effects, like they're these kind of band tunes. Mm. Whereas Does Anybody Know has to start, you know, with just me and acoustic. Well, just everything starts with me being an acoustic, really. But the band are helping me kind of take it in different directions and explore.
So just representing the new album a little better.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Because I don't want to, the reason that there's so much range of songs, of sounds, of, you know, everything on this record is because I really want people to see that I'm a writer and not necessarily, you know, embedded in one genre. You know, I feel like I have an ambition in sound that I want people to get to know.
Well, I do want to get into the album a bit more, but yeah. I wanted to note that you have some big gigs coming up. I saw that you're playing Woodstock.
Yeah.
Which is the 50th anniversary or something
Isn't
like that?
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. 50th anniversary.
You're playing Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. You're playing Newport Folk Festival.
I'm so excited for that one.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm like I said, you know, I always say live and songwriting, playing live and songwriting are my things. I just... Mm. It's kind of what I live for in a way, yeah.
So will you be with the full band for all of those gigs?
I think so. I mean, I don't want to say, but you know what I mean? But yeah, I think the band all the way through the summer and into this album kind of season now, I really want to just showcase what's on the record.
Well, the record is out today, actually, as people hear this. So the album title, Jade Bird, that's a stretch for you. You really went out of the box to pick the album title.
I had another title. But to be honest, it was your first record, your debut is always slightly self-indulgent and self-exploratory. Like, you know, you're kind of excavating who you are as a person. And at least I am on this record anyway. So it just made the most sense.
So a couple songs that we're very familiar with are on there, Aha and Lottery. Mm-hmm. But talk a little bit more about some of the songs on the record. Are you very prolific? Is it easy for you to just write and write and write?
Yeah. And even on this tour, I'm testing out like new tracks I'm thinking about the next record because I test everything out with the audience first. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, I write constantly just to see where my next record's at. Because I think only I know that subconsciously, you know? I think that I don't necessarily, I think the conceptual record will come a bit later down the line, but for now I let the songs define how I'm feeling and, you know, how I want to go.
Is it a challenge to just narrow it down to what ends up being the album?
It is sometimes, but I feel like you always, when you write so much, you kind of have two of every song. In a strange way, you have like, you know, two very strong ballads or two very strong, slightly acoustic songs or, you know, two rocky ones. And therefore, you know, the strongest shows itself. Hmm. I think you've got to give yourself a broad range to pick from to be able to get the strongest song in the way. It's like,
sure.
It's like a battle.
Pick a song that you feel most proud of in terms of maybe where you pushed yourself.
I mean, Side Effects was quite different for me. It's interesting that driving drum beat, it's, you know, quite Fleetwood Mac. I've been listening to Tusk like constantly on the road, but I wrote it before that. But yeah, I felt like that was really out of my comfort zone. I'd never really written a song like that was kind of so, it's like waves, you know, in terms of the way the sonics go, you're kind of, it's very swelling. Mm. And so that way it was a challenge to record it as well, guitar-wise. But I'm proud I tried.
Are you a student of rock music and folk music? And do you obsess about those things?
Yeah, I proudly say I'm the biggest student, I think, of music full stop. I'm just obsessed. Like, you never know everything. And you never know too much, but you can know too little, I think. And in records now, I think you have to have an understanding of the people who've come before to be able to make anything really new.
Sure.
You know, if you only have a limited knowledge, I think you end up almost recycling. You're more likely to recycle. So I just try and delve into absolutely everything I can.
Tell us about some of the prevailing themes, ideas on the album. I remember when we spoke, I guess about a year ago,
yeah,
in Austin, I was so impressed with how much of a feminist you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to champion these ideas as a young woman. And it just impressed me. And I wonder, yeah, if that continues to be something very important to you and your music.
I think it's important to me because I feel like a representation. I always, you want people to represent you, and the people who necessarily represent me are like Tori Amos, Alanis Morissette, and Patti Smith. It's kind of like my holy trinity. Hmm. And that's the way I go about life with them, artists in my mind. And I guess I don't really feel intimidated by being an example to young girls who want to do the same thing, like, because I have like a shout a bit more in my songs and, you know, a bit more aggressive. And to be honest, like the women in India, in the US right now, I feel so inspired by that whole movement. But it's really important to me to come across as a strong woman, because that's who I am and how I was brought up with strong women.
You mentioned the indie scene in the,
yeah,
States.
Yeah.
So like Phoebe Bridgers and Julian Baker and these
Cherry Glazer.
Cherry Glazer.
I'm obsessed with Cherry Glazer, Sasami.
Yeah.
I mean, just some fantastic, you know, female artists and Way's Blood. I mean, that record's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Like Titanic Rising, amazing. I guess I just feel so inspired by how free they are in their music. You know, they're really just exploring stuff, and I'd love to be a part of any of that, you know, that scene.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new album. We're such fans at KCRW, and we feel protective. You know? We just want you to do so well. And so,
no, thank you so much for the support, genuinely.
Absolutely. A lot of fans out there. Well, thanks as always for coming by KCRW, Jade Bird.
Thank you so much, Jason. Cheers. Thank you.
Live on KCRW.
It hurts again, 'cause I'm left out. I believe the promises. Oh, how does it hurt again? I should know now better than to believe it. And ooh, all this sorrow, ooh, will be gone tomorrow, and that's my motto. Don't let him near enough to let me down. All his love ever does is break me down, and if it hurts so much to stay. Stupid if I still wanted you, but if I do, I'll repeat the message till I do. And ooh, all this sorrow, ooh, will be gone tomorrow.
just letting you in, just to let you down again. Exasperated with the expectation, you'll be more than just a friend. But in honesty that I can't be, a fourth finger with four limbs to carry. Won't let you make a fool out of me, boy. See, boy, you ain't good.
got your numbers and you play it anyway. Are you still betting on me, baby?
To the masses.